just travel at the speed of one horse, and the slowest one at that?
No. They will travel at 58 times the speed of one horse. It's simple mathematics.
It is wrong mathematics.
It's all right for you with your success and your money and your bin, Pip-Bin. But what about me? What about Harry in the shadows? Harry not as good as his dad or best friend Biscuit. Why can't I dream? Why can't I succeed? Why? Why? Why?
It is an excellent idea and you're sure to triumph.
Yet, apart from Harry and Pippa pining for their children, life continued on an even keel, like a yacht commanded by a competent sailor. But alas, that competent sailor was shortly to be replaced by an evil pirate with no formal sailing qualification.
Why, whatever is the matter, dear brother? You look pale. And not pale and interesting like a consumptive poet or a new flavor of yogurt, but pale and scared as if you had just seen a ghost.
I have received a note.
Ooh, terrifying. I hate notes.
Let me read it to you. Dear Pip-Bin, it's been a long time indeed, but soon you will pay. Ha, 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 ha.
Ah, someone with a sense of humor.
Is it signed?
Yes, but only with the initials G.B.
Sorry. Sorry, everyone. Sat on the piano. G.B., eh? Who do we know with those initials?
I can think of only one person. Our evil ex-guardian, Mr. Gently Benevolent.
Sorry, me again. I'll put the lid down.
But, dear brother, Mr. Benevolent is dead.
It sounds ridiculous, but who else could it be? No, I've got it. You remember the incident involving the horse and the balloon?
Oh, of course, yes. That was funny.
Although, that poor horse.
Well, I completely forgot to pay for the amusing but fatal balloon, which I purchased from a man called George Balloon Seller. GB. Do you see?
Oh, well, that sounds entirely plausible. Right, I'm going to open up the piano and sit on a happy accord.
The next day, Harry and I were due to visit St. Lovely's. I was due to unveil a memorial to all the boys of the old St. Bastards who had died in the line of lessons. Which was about 12,000.
Harumble, it's your father, Harry Biscuit!
And Harumble, it is my lovely children.
The memorial was a large iron cross inscribed with the words, "That none shall die any more." And I stood, head bowed, and fervently wished that might be true. And then, in the distance, I saw something that unnerved me.
Why, Harry, did you see that?
I'm afraid not, Pip-Bin. I was gazing lovingly at my children.
There was a mysterious cloaked figure over there. Look, there he goes over the hill, the one stopping to pick up his nose and left ear.
I see no one.
And listen, can you hear a faint, trumpety, accordion-y laughter?
Not really.
A week later was the day of what Harry called his one place to another in the shortest possible time possible attempt.
I have now got 228 horses, thereby getting myself a full 228 horsepower.
You got rid of the lazy horses, eh?
No, but some of the new horses are terribly, terribly keen.
So clever, dear husband Harry.
How will you stop your head imploding at such terrific speed?
Ah, that I have solved with this long and pointed hat I am wearing. The spike on top will cut through the air like a knife through air. Right, let's open up the stable and admire my marvellous flock of horses.
I can't see them.
Brilliant! My horses have gone invisible! I'm rich! Every army in the world will want my invisible, soundless horses.
Or they could have just been stolen.
Yes, that does sound more likely. Damn.
But how could they just disappear?
Perhaps some sort of horse-dissolving gas?
Then surely there would be puddles of liquefied horse everywhere.
Yes. Wait.
There is a note on the floor.
Is it from the horses?
Dear Pip-Bin, seeing as you're so stupid, let me be direct. I'm back and I want revenge. First your idiot friend's horses, then your school. Ha, ha, ha. PTO. Ha. Yours vengefully, Mr. Gently Benevolent.
And if my nose is not mistaken, it has been signed with evil ink.
No, it cannot be, Mr. Benevolent. It must be someone pretending to be him.
Ooh, I love impressions. Who's this?
I see no ships.
Harry, this is not the time for impressions. Obviously, it was Nelson.
Wrong, it was Nelson.
Oh,